Copaic Town Supervisor Reggie Crowley. Are you there, Mr. Crowley?
I'm here, Tom.
And you send out these emails whenever there's a county emergency situation. Do you have an official role doing that, or are you just trying to get all the town supervisors on the same page?
Well, no, this is it's a email list that I started for the residents of Copaic primarily, to give them updates and give them warnings of any emergencies or weather situations.
And what would you tell folks about what's going to happen in the next, 72 hours?
Well, I just got off the phone about 20 minutes ago with the 911 director. And what it's looking like for us now is the rain is probably going to start Saturday night as a light rain, and it's going to pick up in intensity Saturday night through Sunday. They're predicting right now 5 to 7 inches of rain for our area, sustained winds of 40 miles an hour with gusts of up to 60 miles an hour. The peak impact of the storm we will probably feel from mid-Sunday through Sunday night. There is a flood watch in effect for Columbia County from Saturday through Sunday night, from late Saturday through Sunday night. You know, this is subject to change because it depends on the track of the storm, but that's the latest update I've gotten from 911 Center.
And do you think officials are more concerned about the wind or the water?
Well, I think both. The wind is going to create possible limbs and trees down, which is going to bring wires down. Also, with the rain we've had recently, the ground is pretty well saturated and can't take a lot more, and 5 to 7 inches over a 12 to 14 hour period is a lot of rain.
So there's going to be problems from both this weekend?
Yeah, it's going to be a not very nice Sunday, to say the least. you know, there's going to be some flooding, I'm sure, in the road areas, roadways flooded. There's going to be limbs down. There could be wires down. We may be looking forward to some extended power outages.
And is your town doing anything in advance of this? Are you are crews standing by or getting some sleep now so they can stand by soon?
Well, I met with the highway superintendent this morning. We've got everything lined up. We have, of course, the crews ready and they're on call. We have sandbags lined up if we need them. You know, the chainsaws are sharpened and down the line. If we need to open a shelter, we will probably open our park building. That does have generator power, and we made sure that our fuel for the generator was full. So we're just going to have to watch and wait like everybody else.
So there is talk of opening shelters up here. I saw Ulster County has got shelters going already, or plans for shelters open already?
I don't know. I really don't know.
But once the
county emergency center is going to be manned full time starting, I believe, tomorrow morning, and then we'll know more then about where shelters are going to be, et cetera.
Great. And should people be taking steps at this point to prepare, or what advice are you giving to the people in Copaic?
Well, I mean, I think common sense should prevail. Make sure you have flashlights. Make sure you have at least one radio that runs on batteries, and make sure you have plenty of batteries. You know, the National Weather Service recommends that you have bottled water, at least a couple days' worth. Make sure that you have at least a couple days' worth of non-perishable foods. If you have a grill, if the power goes out and you end up cooking on your grill, make sure your propane tank is full. You know, the common sense things. Don't go out during the storm unless it's an emergency. Don't drive over downed power lines. Don't drive through flooded roads. I think, you know, common sense should prevail. I think the bottom line is we should basically prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
And I guess people should be taking things in now that they don't want blowing around the next couple days?
Oh, absolutely. Anything you have on your lawn, lawn ornaments, lawn furniture, you know, if they become airborne in the wind, you know, a lawn chair hitting something at 40 miles an hour is a pretty dangerous thing. So I would take in all your lawn ornaments, put them inside, put your lawn chairs in, anything like that. If you have bird houses hanging in the trees or something, take them down, put them in. You just don't want things flying around, because these are things that are going to hit your windows or hit your car or whatever else.
All right. Anything else that people should know in advance of this weekend? Have you been through have you been through a hurricane before up here?
I haven't. No.
It's a rare event for us.
I think the last hurricane that came up, according to the news, was 1960 Hurricane Donna, and I was 7 years old then.
That was before your time. Yes.
But I would say just use your common sense, and again, be prepared. Have a first aid kit in your house. You know, the 911 center, I know I was on a conference call with National Grid this morning. They're getting crews ready. They're staging crews. You know, the rescue services are going to be prepared, but don't forget, you know, if you have an emergency and you get through to 911, then it may take time for those services to get to you because of the downed lines or the downed trees. Another thing is, if you have a cell phone, make sure it's fully charged.
Yes, hopefully the cell towers will have their backup generators going if the power goes out.
We hope so. So, I mean, the best thing to do is to use common sense and get as prepared as possible and, you know, hope for the best.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in today, and good luck this weekend. Hopefully nothing too bad will happen in our area.
Okay, and thank you for having me. You have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. That was